Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy.
W-O-N-Y, Oneonta, we love Paul Simon.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who's sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Great, and you're listening to Radio Gaga, 90.9 FM, The Whale. So that was Listen to Your Heart by Roxette from the album Roxette, Look Sharp. Actually, I think the album name is just called, it's just called Look Sharp. Anyways, yeah, so that was Listen to Your Heart from the album Look Sharp by Roxette. And I really love that song. I remember listening to this song a lot when I was in my freshman year of college. And I think a bit during COVID as well. But mainly, I think during my first year of college, I listened to this song a ton. Another song I listened to a lot was Still Loving You by Scorpions. Like, whenever I listen to it, I just picture myself in the quarantine hall. So I'm pretty sure I told this story before on air. I don't know. But basically, my first semester in Oneonta, I got very sick, and you know, stupid me, decided to contact I guess the COVID response team about not COVID response team, but I contacted the health center about it, and then they took me to the urgent care. You know, I got my meds for that, you know, got the prescription, and then they told me that, guess what, you have to go and move all your stuff into this quarantine hall. I was living in Toby Hall at the time, so in quarantine hall, it's actually the residence hall I live in now, McDuff. And I was confused, and I felt like I kind of trolled myself with that. So I was quarantined, I guess, for like 19 hours, because literally the next day that like I wake up, I get a notification on my phone. It says, oh, you tested negative for COVID-19, because I did a COVID test when I was at the urgent care. And then the person who was driving me back to my dorm was like, that was the fastest, you know, that was like you're like one of the first people that actually got their result back like that fast. I'm like, ah, I don't know how it happened. Literally, I don't know how it happened. And that didn't interfere with any of my classes actually on that day, funny enough, because the only one I had was like a class that was virtual. Because on that day also is why I think my anthropology class probably got canceled, I think, because it was on Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays. I'm just trying to remember, and it's like, you know, like, I couldn't imagine myself being in that type of situation, you know? But I was for like 19 hours, and it was awful, because my phone charger also broke during it. I had to use someone's phone charger, which I still have not given back yet. It's probably in the trash somewhere, but literally, that phone charger kind of just stayed like the whole night, or really for like the whole 19 hours. Because literally, without my phone being fully charged or whatever, I literally could have been in that quarantine hall for, gosh knows how long. I don't know. So it's weird, because it's like, you know, it's like, wow, these, you know, I have my phone in my hand. I'm just trying to use it for context. But it's like, you know, I'm holding it. I'm like, this phone literally is the main part of communication of how people, you know, can, you know, connect with others and stuff. And it's just interesting. Like, this little tiny device is so dependent on most of the choices that we make in life, which I find is a bit ridiculous. But That's just me. I might have that boomer mindset, but I'm still young. But yeah. Anyways, next song that we got coming up is Genius of Love, which technically, so for this next song, this was not a song written by the Talking Heads. This was written by Tina Weymouth and her band called the Tom Tom Club. This is just on the album Stop Making Sense, which is where the song is from. So yeah, I remember hearing the song, like 5 or 4 years ago, and I fell in love with it. So, and yeah, enjoy Genius of Love by the Tom Tom Club. Enjoy.
Imagine.
All right, so that was This Place is Death by the Deftones, or really by Deftones, from the album Diamond Eyes. I know that was a weird transition from Tom Petty to Deftones, but Deftones are one of my favorite groups. And I did discover them last year when they were actually becoming pretty popular, I guess. I was just going to bring up something about last year. You know what? Last year, I just felt like I was just learning a lot about myself. I'm being honest, I mask myself a lot. I don't know if anyone knows what masking is. It's basically, you don't show your true, authentic self with someone. And I really did that a lot. And I now, you know, it's 2024 and, like, I'm starting to move away from masking. And actually, I feel comfortable with the people, with the right people that I'm meeting in my life. Because I've just met so many bad ones, you know, they've either taken advantage of me or they just emotionally abused me. And I know, I just move on with it, and I'm just so blessed to have the people that I'm meeting right now in my life, because those people, those friends are the real people that actually help me, to be motivated every day. And yeah, so shout out to Camilla and shout out to Mallory. You guys were awesome. I love the fact that you guys are friends with me. If you guys are listening, shout out to you guys. You guys were awesome. So, yeah. But I'm moving on from that. I'm moving on from the bad friends. I'm moving on to better friends who actually understand me and accept me for who I am. Also, shout out to Anna as well. She's also a great friend of mine. Shout out to you, Anna. And yeah. So anyways, the next song I got coming up is Long Train Running by the Doobie Brothers. Enjoy.
Down around the corner, half a mile from here, see them old trains run and watch them disappear. Take it easy. Hey!
And that was Starman by David Bowie from the album Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. Great song. Again, Ziggy Stardust is one of my top 10 favorite albums of all time. I love that album. So I'm going to end off the show today with Riders on the Storm by The Doors from the album L.A. Woman. I have not played this song yet because it's so long. I mean, I know I played Close to the Edge, and that song was like 16 or 17 minutes, but that was just a request from someone at the station, so. And we are not playing progressive rock ever on my show, because that genre is just too nerdy. Outgrew so much on me, and it's like, I don't know why I even like that genre. But anyways, people have faces, and I did. Anyways, I'm gonna have the show of Raiders on the Storm, and I hope everyone has a great weekend. Stay safe. And yeah. And again, shout out to Supercard. Thank you so much for being my guest here today on my show. You're not here, but if you're listening, shout out to you guys. You guys were awesome. And yeah. Have a good one, everyone. See you next week on Friday the 20th. Actually, no, the 19th. So yeah, see you around. Bye bye. Have a good one.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out on loan. Riders on the storm.
What's up, everyone? It's time to answer today's 10-second question. All right, you ready? Here we go. What radio station are you listening to? Time's almost up. 3, 2, 1. The correct answer is WONY Oneonta, 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio. Don't forget to keep it locked.
The Amazon's rainforest is being cut down so fast that by 2030, 55% of it could be completely wiped out.